Hello, and a warm welcome to another episode of the Deep Empowerment Podcast. As we embark on today's journey of in-depth discussion and analysis, let us remind ourselves that the content discussed herein serves entertainment purposes only. It should not be seen as professional, medical, legal, or financial advice. Always consult appropriate professionals or experts before basing any decisions on the content we share. It's also worth mentioning that any information, opinions, or recommendations could potentially be inaccurate, false, or outdated. I am Sean, your host for this journey, and joining me is our esteemed guest, Maya. Fun fact, both our voices and this entire episode are AI-generated, crafting a unique experience for our listeners.
Thanks for the introduction, Sean, and hello, everyone. I'm thrilled to be here to discuss Daring Greatly with you all.
Indeed, Maya, and we're delighted to have you. So, to get the ball rolling, could you tell us why Daring Greatly by Brené Brown is a game changer and why it merits our attention?
Surely, Sean. Brené Brown's Daring Greatly is a seminal work that investigates vulnerability as a potent force rather than a flaw. As a leading researcher and speaker, Brown encourages us to embrace vulnerability and, in doing so, truly dare greatly by revealing our authentic selves despite our inherent imperfections.
That's a compelling perspective. Could you elaborate on how Brown weaves the concept of vulnerability throughout her work?
Of course, Sean. Brown delves into the empowering aspects of vulnerability, demonstrating how it is not merely a state to be endured, but rather a powerful catalyst for change and growth. Her central argument is that vulnerability is the pathway to deeper connections, authentic living, and daring greatly. By allowing ourselves to be seen, imperfections and all, we open ourselves up to a myriad of possibilities.
That's a thought-provoking interpretation indeed. How does Brown propose that we can harness vulnerability in our day-to-day experiences?
She outlines several strategies throughout the book. One pivotal approach is acknowledging and shifting our scarcity mindset. She describes this as an ingrained sense of never having enough, whether it's time, success, or even self-worth. Recognizing and challenging these patterns allows us to cultivate a sense of abundance and accept vulnerability.
That's truly inspiring. It's interesting to see how the book prompts us to question societal norms and transform our perspectives. And listeners, if you're intrigued and want to delve deeper into this discussion, we have included two Amazon affiliate links for you. The first link leads to the Amazon page for Daring Greatly by Brené Brown, while the second link is for those who want to begin a free Audible Premium Plus trial. At the time of this podcast episode's publication, the audiobook version of Daring Greatly is also available on Audible. These links are available in the show notes, and for those tuning in via YouTube, in the pinned comment or video description. As an Amazon associate, Deep Empowerment earns from qualifying purchases and trial signups. Thank you for your support. Now, back to our exploration of vulnerability.
Certainly, Sean. Another key strategy Brown offers is developing resilience to shame. According to her, vulnerability often brings with it the fear of shame or ridicule. She encourages us to cultivate resilience, equipping ourselves to face such situations and thus fully embrace vulnerability.
Indeed, Maya. The idea of shame resilience seems essential in fully embracing vulnerability. How does Brown suggest we cultivate this resilience?
Brown proposes several practices, including recognizing our triggers, practicing critical awareness, reaching out to others, and speaking shame. By understanding our emotional responses and engaging with our feelings, we can build resilience. It's about acknowledging that we're all flawed and that's okay.
That's an empowering message, Maya. It's fascinating how Brown intertwines vulnerability and resilience, encouraging us to be brave in facing our fears and stepping out of our comfort zones. As we wrap up our discussion, could you summarize the key takeaways from our conversation about Daring Greatly?
Absolutely, Sean. Daring Greatly offers a fresh perspective on vulnerability, suggesting that it's not a weakness, but a strength. Brown advocates for us to embrace vulnerability and dare greatly in our lives. She offers practical strategies, like challenging the scarcity mindset and cultivating shame resilience, to help readers apply these principles in their daily lives. Ultimately, it's a guide to living authentically and courageously.
Thank you, Maya. That's a beautiful summation. It's been an enlightening conversation, and we're grateful for your insights on Brené Brown's Daring Greatly.